This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Trump has caused international outrage by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Who would do such a thing?
Jerusalem is still the capital of Israel and must remain an undivided city accessible to all.
As soon as I take office, I will begin the process of moving the United States ambassador to the city of Israel as chosen as its capital.
I continue to say that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel, and I have said that before, and I will say it again.
And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel.
Oh, but why is Trump doing this now? Why is he inflaming the Middle East and provoking an explosion of violence?
Whoa.
Why would Muslims resort to violence? As we all know by now, Islam is a religion of peace. I mean, it's impossible. I don't understand. You're saying Muslims have so little control over their actions, they're just gonna flip out like animals. Sounds pretty Islamophobic to me. And I mean, it's not as if they're setting fire to their own neighborhoods and violently attacking Jewish restaurants. Firing rockets into Israel. It's not like the leader of Hamas called for peace to be abandoned and for Palestinians to launch an uprising. It's not like the head of Hamas in Gaza literally called for terrorism. Islam's a religion of peace. That's impossible. It's not happening. These are reasonable people. It's not like they were massacring Jews in Jerusalem 20 years before Israel even existed. It's not like they've repeatedly called for Israel to be wiped from the pages of history. That's never happened. It's not like the Palestinian Authority still refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to even exist. It's not like Muslims have launched violence against Jews for the sin of visiting Jewish holy sites for decades. It's not like Muslims used gravestones from Jewish cemeteries to pave their roads. None of that happened. These are reasonable people. There's no history whatsoever of them turning violent, and if they ever did, it could only be Donald Trump's fault. Not because they're anti-Semites who just hate Jewish people. They're reasonable. Also, Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel is so reckless, it's unprecedented. It's not like Congress passed a law 22 years ago called the Jerusalem Embassy Act, which described Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Oh, it did. It's not like the US Senate voted 90-0 that Jerusalem should remain the undivided capital of Israel just 6 months ago. Oh, it did. It's not like Bill Clinton came into office supporting the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but it's not like George W. Bush promised to move the US embassy to Jerusalem.
Oh, he did.
But Trump's bad anyway because he's following through on his promise. That's bad. I mean, CNN literally says he's bad for keeping his promises, so I guess it must be true. Also, doesn't this just prove everyone right who said that Trump was a Nazi and literally Hitler?
It is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Trump's bending over backwards to please Zionists and Jews, just like Hitler did.
What?
Yeah, anyway, here's a list of groups and people furious at Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Turkey's Islamist President Erdogan, Saudi King Salman bin Abdul Aziz, ISIS, Hamas, globalist political leaders, virtually the entire political left, the mainstream media.
Totally erratic decision by this president.
And Muslims in general, hashtag not all Muslims. What an upstanding alliance, I'm so proud to be a part of it. Erdogan was right when he accused Trump of throwing the region into a ring of fire, and he'd know all about that, having covertly provided direct military, financial, and logistical support to ISIS for years. But what Trump's done is beyond insane. He's playing with fire. Hamas has threatened to open the gates of hell because they've never done that before. Oh, but aside from all that, how stupid is it that Jerusalem could be considered the capital of Israel? It's not like Israel won a war or something to secure exactly that. It's not like Jerusalem is where the Prime Minister of Israel lives. It's not like Jerusalem is where all their government agencies are based. It's not like Jerusalem is where their parliament sits. It's not like Jerusalem was the capital of the Kingdom of Israel, the site of the temple and the wellspring of Judaic thought for millennia. None of that is true. Islam is a religion of peace, and if any violence happens, it's Donald Trump's fault.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim. filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Absolutely bouncing off the walls right now. Just got back from the Austin Police Department, where I am planning on filing charges against the Antifa gangsters and thugs that were trying to intimidate me on Saturday. In fact, I'm literally in the midst of that right now. So if I get a phone call while we're live here and I have to step away, we'll pitch to my video from the police department headquarters earlier, and I will have to deal with the police here and trying to get these charges pressed. But that's not the only reason why I'm buzzing. We are having devastating victory after devastating victory, and they're not telling you how victorious we actually are. And they're trying to spin the polls right now to make it look like Doug Jones is winning. Last week, the same polls, this is incredible. This just shows you how fraudulent it is. Last week, the same polls said that Roy Moore was up by 2 points. So you might be sitting here thinking, well, what happened in the last week that would have shifted it to go 12 points in Doug Jones's favor? Oh, yeah, that's right. The woman that accused Roy Moore of sexual assault when she was a minor and signing her yearbook got exposed as a total fraud. Oh, that's right. Gloria Allred was exposed as a total fraud. So you really believe that since Roy Moore's accusers, or honestly, if this was a court of law, all the accusers would be out the window now. The entire case against Roy Moore would be done, erased, just gone. It wouldn't exist. So why would it come out that Roy Moore's accuser forged the signature and then somehow Doug Jones gets a 12-point leap? It's fake polls. Fake polls. Now, Donald Trump has done a robocall that went out to Alabama over the weekend, and I'm sure it will through the election date, which is tomorrow, saying to vote for Roy Moore because we need a senator in there that is going to go along with the Make America Great Again agenda, put America First agenda, and not the anti-America agenda that we had for 8 years under Obama and that the Democrats want. Whether they will admit that or not, inherently by being against Trump, they are anti-America. So just like everything else, now this is also an example of Barack Obama again. If you've been following what Obama's been doing lately, he's been literally riding Trump's coattails. Trump goes to China, Obama goes to China. Trump goes to India, Obama goes to India. Trump meets with the presidents and the leaders of these countries. Obama follows up, meets with the presidents and leaders of these countries. Well, what the hell is that? If that's not Barack Obama trying to undermine President Trump, I don't know what is. But just like everything else where Obama is riding Trump's coattails, just after President Trump does a robocall for Roy Moore in Alabama, there goes Obama doing a robocall for Doug Jones. So Obama, again, following Trump's footsteps in an effort to undermine President Trump, undermine America, and undermine Trump's agenda and mandate from the American people. But the funny thing about that is,
Obama's robocall is only going to help Roy Moore. So thank you, Obama, for putting your tarnished fingerprints all over this election. Sorry if I get notifications here on my phone. I'm just trying to keep my phone open for in case the police call that I don't miss it. Again, expecting to be hearing from the Austin Police Department here as I am planning on filing charges against Antifa. And this isn't to be, oh, look at me, poor pitiful me, or, oh, you know, I'm so scared of Antifa. No, this is public pressure on these police departments to do something about masked men carrying firearms and intimidating people and not allowing them to peacefully assemble. And there needs to be a line drawn in the sand with these people. But in similar type news, this is the reason why the timing is now. Okay, so real quick, I didn't even do a proper show intro here. Gerald Celente will be joining us in the first hour. He's going to be coming in at 3:33 Central. I'm excited to talk to him. Probably be talking Bitcoin, talking stock, and those are obviously his expertise. He's at trendsresearch.com. Roger Stone hosting the second hour. Jacob Engels is going to be in studio with me. CentralFloridaPost.com. Jacob Engels breaking it down. And then Shiva Iyaduray coming back to join us in the third hour at 5 o'clock. Now, here's why the timing of what I'm doing right now to press charges against Antifa is so important. Because they're going next level. And what we're seeing legally in the courts, you had the woman in Chicago that kidnapped and tortured the white mentally impaired individual and clearly what was a hate crime, she walks. Even though apparently the justice system is only, you know, working for white people, the black lady gets away with a hate crime, kidnapping, and torture. Then you have in California a non-citizen, illegal immigrant, deported 5 times, felon, shoots and kills Kate Steinle. He walks scot-free, not even manslaughter, for murdering a white woman. So there's all this, there's the white people controlling the judicial apparatus. Clearly, a white person kidnapped and tortured the black woman that was responsible for that. She walks, a white woman gets killed in California, a Latino person responsible for that, a non-citizen shot her, he walks. So clearly it's white privilege though. But on top of that, Shiva's gonna be joining me. So Shiva recently got into a little spat with Seth Rogen. You know that Seth Rogen likes to open his big mouth on Twitter, something I've tried to tell him to stop doing, especially when he tweets these things out about sexual assault, and then he has people responding on Twitter, young girls accusing him of sexual assault against them when they were minors. Again, that's what people are saying about Seth Rogen on Twitter. I've always had the same feeling about Seth Rogen. The louder they scream and shout, the more skeletons they have in their closet. But now Seth Rogen decided to get into a spat with Shiva, someone who probably could run 5,000 laps around him as far as intelligence and IQ is concerned, Dr. Shiva Iyaduray. So what happened once they got into a spat, Shiva challenged Seth Rogen to a debate. Of course, Seth Rogen, you know, ran and hid from that. He had no chance of being at that debate, no surprise. But then Seth Rogen's followers were death threatening. They were sending death threats to Dr. Shiva Iyaduray on Twitter. Now he is filing a report. So this is what we have to do. So we're going to talk to Shiva about that. Then you've got, this is a story from Dangerous, Milo's new website, Ian Miles Chong. He's been doing great work there. I like his work. Campus Cafe kicks out college Republicans for violating safe space policy. So you see, this is now a civil rights issue. We're not even allowed to exist. See, Trump supporters are not allowed to exist. Conservatives are not allowed to exist. If you wear that hat, the Make America Great Again hat, you're a racist. You're a bigot. You're a xenophobe. You're all of these other labels that they've tried to put on you. And so now they think that they have the legal precedent to just dehumanize us and kick us out of public places, bar us from public speaking events, bar us from public parks. No, we're fighting back. And part of an example of that would have to be Lucian Wintrich, who goes to UConn to give a speech. Again, this is a conservative, a Trump supporter, a writer for the Gateway Pundit, a journalist, goes to UConn to give a speech. The college advisor, a staff member, is now arrested, went up to the podium, stole Luchin's speech, and tried to ran away. That's a college advisor behaving like a five-year-old that sees a candy bar that they want at the grocery store and their mom says no. So, good. I'm glad that she got arrested. Some punk liberal that's a college advisor trying to stop free speech. So now's the time to fight back. So look, if these liberals want to go completely unhinged and continue to break the law, it's time for conservatives to stand our ground and point this out. We've been tolerant, okay? My tolerance is coming to a wit's end. So we're going to have more on that on the other side. This is the War Room.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
Infowars.com/show.
There's just absolute craziness going on right now. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Where do you even go in this segment? You've got the terrorist attack in New York. You know, we say tomorrow's news today, but that's what this is. Because what have we been telling you this entire time about the Me Too thing, the Roy Moore thing? It's a political stunt, 100% political stunt. Well, if that isn't 100% vindicated by the events over the course of the last, say, 100 hours, with Roy Moore's accuser admitting to forging the yearbook signature, and then what happens today as all of this has completely blown up on the left. And I'm not just going to sit here and parse this out and say, oh, it's nothing but Democrats that are sexually, and liberals sexually assaulted. What, I'm not even... Just look at it for face value. It has totally blown back on the left. Most of the people that are getting hit with these allegations, being in Hollywood government, are Democrats, are liberals. And not just, you know, milquetoast Democrats and liberals. The loudest, the biggest, the most anti-Trump, the most vitriolic. And so then what happens today? The women that tried to make the false accusations against Trump during the campaign that disappeared because they were false accusations. They disappeared. Guess what? They're back. And now they're more public and now they're making statements. So here we are, vindicated again. We told you this entire Me Too thing and the sexual assault thing has nothing to do with protecting women. It has nothing to do with Hollywood finally embracing integrity. No, it's 100% political to remove Trump from office. And whatever earth they scorch along the way, whoever gets thrown under the bus along the way, whether it be a Conyers or Franken or Weinstein or all the people at NPR or Matt Lauer or Bill Clinton 20 years too late or Charlie Rose or Mark Halperin, the list goes on and on, or Ben Affleck and all the accusations. I mean, so, but they really don't care. No, it's all political to remove Trump from office. And you're now finally seeing it come full circle as they're attacking Trump again today. I'll just cover these news stories. Gerald Celeni is going to join me in the next segment. I want to talk the economy with him here, but see, the liberals just still don't get it. They just don't get it. Now, this is from a liberal publication called The Cut. Rebecca Traister says, this moment isn't just about sex, it's really about work. So she writes this, it's really more of an essay, if you will. She writes this essay and basically makes the claim that the entire Me Too movement, all of the men, of course, it's just the men, all the toxic men finally being exposed in Hollywood and the government, they're the bad guys, men are the bad guys. She makes the case in this long essay that it's not even about sex, it's about women's rights to work. I just am amazed at how a leftist ideologue will tiptoe and dance and do an entire, you know, it's like an entire production around a story, but around the real meat of it. So it's like, here's the Me Too movement and here's the meat and potatoes that it's totally political. It's 100% political. It's part of the coup to get Trump out of office. But the left just tiptoes and dances around that and they try to come up with any other excuse under the sun. And now it's because there's not an equal pay for women or women don't have the same rights in the workforce. So it doesn't matter that Roy Moore's accuser forged the signature and therefore every accuser of Roy Moore can now be cast as reasonable doubt. But no. They don't want to go down that road. They want to make up their own ideologies and say that it's now, it's always about victimhood. It's a victim contest with these people. See, Rebecca, I guess, didn't really feel included on the Me Too movement because I guess she never had an instance in her life where she felt sexually assaulted. So I guess that means, you know, no guy ever asked her for her phone number or asked her out on a date because that's sexual assault now. No, I'm dead serious. People are saying that. No, see, she is a victim because she's a woman and she does not have an equal workspace because she's a woman, you see. So she felt left out of the victim game. And so she made herself a victim. And that's what these people do. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You know, like, look at this. And then you have Time Magazine runs this headline today. What does an anxiety disorder feel like? Here are four signs you may have a problem. So they have this whole thing about anxiety disorders, how it's a major problem for people. Like, then say they say 33% of the world has this anxiety disorder. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, do you realize that Time Magazine is probably responsible for a lot of these people having anxiety? Trump derangement syndrome is real. And the causes are fake news publications like Time Magazine that run story after story on Donald Trump, total fake stories, total hit pieces. And then you've got all of these liberals that have Trump derangement syndrome that really just have this anxiety disorder. I guess they really think Trump is Hitler. And then Time Magazine is diagnosing them, not even telling them that they are the cause. So I just found that to be hilarious. Meanwhile, apparently Matt Lauer, it's now coming out, has a secret life and a totally secret family and basically love children with another woman while he was married. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Just look at Webster Hubbell and Chelsea Clinton. Just look at O.J. Simpson and I think it's Khloe Kardashian. I forget which daughter it is that's actually O.J. Simpson's daughter. And then there's other ones as well that I've theorized about. I won't get into it now. Those ones are ones that I know are true. But regardless, folks, Gerald Celente joins us on the other side. We are pushing forward. We are victorious. InfoWars is growing. You're seeing everyone else is shrinking. BuzzFeed is shrinking. Snopes is shrinking. Mashable is shrinking. ESPN is shrinking. You know, CNN is firing people, having to, you know, apologize for all their fake news and then admit on air their fake news. We're expanding. We're getting more crew. We're getting better. And it's because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex has announced Christmas week. It is now Christmas week at InfoWarsStore.com. And what does that mean? That means 50% off a handful of our top selling products such as Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, some of our Survival Shield, our newest product, Alpha Power. And the big one though, 50% off is huge, but how about free shipping store wide? Free shipping store wide for Christmas week at InfoWarsStore.com. This is how you support us. You want us to keep pushing forward against the New World Order, against the globalist, against Antifa, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get 50% off a Survival Shield package and then get free shipping. Big savings and you support the InfoWar.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com joins me now. I've got some news to talk about Gerald with. He might want to enlighten you with his thoughts on Bitcoin, what's going on in the stock market. That will be the topic of discussion. Gerald, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, great being on with you, Owen.
Well, I'm not sure where you want to start. Bitcoin is obviously a big story right now. Mainstream media outlets now finally reporting on it as legitimate. You've got stock markets continuing to hit records. However, sometimes when you see some bad news about Trump, they take a dive. Curious your thoughts on that. And did you happen to know or get privy to the meeting that happened on the Hill today about the United States and the NAFTA trade agreements?
No, I don't know the details of it, but I have an idea where it's going.
Well, I hope that you would have an idea where it's going. And what they're saying is after the latest meetings this morning on the Hill, Goldman Sachs is warning that the U.S. is likely to exit the NAFTA accord. What do you think about that?
Exit, stage right. Yeah. Here's the deal. The president doesn't need the authority of Congress to end the NAFTA deal. All he has to do is make notice that they're going to do it. And there's no question about it that this is going to be one of the strong Trump cards that are going to be played in 2018. You know, people may not like Trump, but the markets don't really care what the people like. Because as you well know, Owen, you know, our magazine forecast Trump a winner in May of 2016. And we said, it's the economy, stupid. That's all this is about. That's the old Clinton phrase back in 1992. And number two, when you look at the new data coming out, Trump's popularity rating, you know, it's around a third. But when you look at his rating for what he's done with the economy, he's much higher than that. More people see it as an improvement than a decline. So now let's go back to NAFTA. It's the biggest sellout that America has ever had in terms of raping the country of its middle class. And all that happened was that the corporations moved their production overseas so they could get slave labor to make what they wanted to make, bring it back to the United States and mark it up. So these are only the facts. When you look at the millions of jobs that have been lost in manufacturing since NAFTA, and then you look at the decline of the middle class since that time as well. So now, replacing those kind of jobs is, you know what, Owen? You should go send your kids to college and let them get a degree in shipping, packaging, and handling so they could work at Amazon and make $28,000 a year and maybe
It just came out that they apparently Amazon is having their workers go out and do like 200 parcel deliveries a day for less than minimum wage, apparently.
That's right. So this country's turned into Slavelandia. The plantation owners are doing great. The cat's worth $100 billion. Not going to give anybody another penny. 28K a year is enough for you and a hernia. You don't need any more. So that's what's happened. So going back to NAFTA, we've been saying this now since Trump got in. This is real. When you listen to Lighthizer and the others that he has doing these deals with China and Mexico and Canada, you know, on all the trade deals, they're not going to back down on this. And here's the other side of the story. China is going to give in to certain elements. Of course, that's not NAFTA, but the other trade agreements. Because, for example, if I wanted to open up a car manufacturing plant in China, I can't do it without giving a partnership with a Chinese company, and they're going to own the majority of it. But if I want to import my cars without the Chinese partnership, well, Salenti, it's going to cost you 23 to 25% tax. So none of this stuff is fair. And by the way, going back to NAFTA, there was a thing called the chicken tax. Go back when LBJ was president in the 60s. The United States was exporting chickens like crazy to Europe. Germany put a high tax on chickens. And in retaliation, LBJ put a high tax on all of those Volkswagen buses that my generation was so crazy about, a 23% tax. That tax stayed on until Slick Willie Lowlife Clinton, or I should say Slick Willie, I never had sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky Clinton, lifted them. So there was no need to lift them. The only need to lift them is whatever dirty deals they made on the side. So what Trump is doing with NAFTA, we believe, is going to continue in the way that he says he's going to do it.
You know, I've been trying to make sense of the tax proposal, the new tax plan, and while I do think, you know, for middle class people, they'll see some of the benefits. But now that I'm hearing you break this down, I think I'm actually starting to get the actual benefit that Trump is going for. And it goes along with his campaign. Tell me if this makes sense to you. it's pretty much understood that the new tax deal is going to actually benefit the big companies like the Amazons, the Facebooks, the Apples, the big manufacturing, big companies. But now I'm thinking perhaps if Trump gets new trade deals and makes it attractive for people to manufacture in the United States, maybe he thinks if he gives these big cuts to the Apples and the Amazons, Facebooks and whoever, if they bring all of their headquarters and all their business back to America, maybe he thinks that that can create jobs. Because I didn't understand this whole thing. What do you think about that?
No, the tax deal to us is a lousy one. You know, for instance, they're going to repatriate their money, bringing it back. It's going to be going into stock buybacks because here's the deal, Owen. They're already making a load of dough, these companies, and they're not putting it back into capital improvements. So all it is stock buybacks, and that's why the markets keep going up. And as a guy that lives in a high tax state like New York, and they're not going to allow us to deduct our city and state taxes, you know, that's really hurting the middle class. The tax deal to us is a benefit for the bigs and not we the little people. Again, and I'm only giving you the data from the tax organizations that look at the facts, showing that in 10 years, for example, the bigs will get much bigger breaks and we'll be even paying more. So on the tax deal, I'm on a different page with it. You know, I call them the way I see them and what the facts lie on. So when I say something positive about NAFTA and where we see it going, yes, that's true. But no, the tax deal, again, every analysis of it, it's not going to trickle down as they say it's going to.
Yeah, that's kind of been my understanding. That's why I haven't understood it. And I would imagine, I mean, if this goes through, I mean, people are going to be leaving New York and leaving California in droves. I mean, who can afford to live in New York anymore?
I'm telling you, yeah, I have a couple of buildings here. I pay $120,000 a year in school and city taxes.
It's insane. I mean, it's just insane.
And I got a bunch of little lowlifes running the show that people like to call Democrats and Republicans.
Oh yeah. So you're going to be paying millions and millions of dollars in taxes. Bill de Blasio is going to get reelected with a pedophile on his staff, marching with terrorists. Terrorists come into New York City, try to blow up the people of New York City, and then you get taxed more, and you don't even get the security from Bill de Blasio that you deserve. That is, oh man, I can't, that's why I couldn't live in New York. It's really a shame what they've done to that great state. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist's war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. My guest is Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. The big story, as Trump was already alluding to on his campaign, the U.S. is now signaling that it is likely to leave the NAFTA Accord. This is part of Trump's plan to have fair trade deals returned to this country so that we can be more competitive on the international economy. But Gerald, I want to get into what everybody is talking about right now, and that is Bitcoin. All right. Everybody is talking about Bitcoin. They're ranting and raving about Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin this, it's Bitcoin that. What do you think about Bitcoin? Are you buying Bitcoin? Are you investing in Bitcoin? Is Bitcoin the thing in the future in Gerald Celente's eyes? Gerald Celente from TrendsResearch.com. What is your take on Bitcoin?
All right. Here's the Trends Journal. This is the summer edition. And what we wrote back then, and here's the big story. Cryptocurrencies flying high or fading fast. And we go on to say we maintain our forecast that cryptocurrencies are a long-term trend, not a fad, and encourage you to tune in to the Trends Journal, Trends in the News, each weekday night for updates. That was back then. Here's our fall edition. Another big story right here about cryptocurrencies. Bam. Cryptocurrencies, believe the banksters or trust the trends. So yes, I invest in them. We believe it's long term. Yes, there's going to be volatility. And I don't give financial advice, but I'm invested in Bitcoin and a few others, Dash and Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash and other investments in the lines. But here's why we see it. And this is what we're talking about that we don't know many others are. Go back to some of our earlier forecasts. The world is going cashless. You go to China, Owen, nobody's using credit cards or cash. Bap, it's your app. Go back a November 8th, election day, 2016. same day over there in India, they called in 86% of their cash. 86% of it. They said, you know, the people are doing dirty deals, they're beating taxes. You got to put it all in the bank. So they did. During that time, there was a lot of fluctuation. It started going cashless. There's no coin of the realm that billions of people are relying on. They're not attached to the country of the coin. That's why digital currencies to the millennial generation and a whole Asian generation, it's just a natural way of doing business now. The other aspect of it is, go back to when you saw the Bitcoin bounce. It happened when it was going on in China, when their equity markets were crashing in 2015 and early 2016, and the yuan, the currency. The Chinese population, before they joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, 2 weeks after 9/11, when no one was paying attention, 5% of their population was middle class. Today it's 35%. 1.3 billion people, 35% middle class. We're only the 300 billion people here. So what happened was, as their currencies are diving, man, they're jumping into Bitcoin. They're the ones that drove the price up. So here's what happened. China banned Bitcoin trading. When they banned Bitcoin trading this past September 30th, closed down all the exchanges, it went from 90% of the Chinese that were creating the Bitcoin market in the earlier part of the year down to 5% when they closed the exchanges. Now, after they closed the exchanges, 20% of the Bitcoin buying is coming from China. The people are going on secure sites like Telegram. Another 20% of the actions coming out of Japan. Action coming out of South Korea. The world is a much bigger player in the crypto line.
But Jill, let's bring this back down to the individual level, because I'm trying to understand the advantages of Bitcoin here for myself. How does the Bitcoin market actually get created? Where does the Bitcoin market come into play? Because right now, if I want one Bitcoin, I'm going to have to spend upwards of $15,000. Okay, well, then what can I do with that one Bitcoin? Where does the value come in for the end user?
You don't have to buy the whole Bitcoin. You could buy whatever you want of that $15,000. So you could buy $1,000 worth, $2,000 worth. Why it's happening, it's this whole, millennial generations, this is millennial generations gold. We got somebody cutting in over here.
Hey guys, got some audio in his ear. If we could just figure that out. All right. No, it should be taken care of now.
It's coming from your end over there.
All right. I think we got it taken care of here. The Chinese were trying to hack in there because you were covering Bitcoin.
So now here's what's going on. When you buy, people are getting, this is big. It's blockchain technology. It's going beyond the governments. People are disgusted with their governments. They're disgusted with the banksters. Why do you think the banks are the ones that are saying Bitcoin's the greatest bubble? Oh, you want to talk about a bubble? How about fiat currencies, Jamie Dimon? How about printing up all the damn money you want, backed by nothing and printed on nothing, Jamie? But let's go to Bitcoin, Jamie. They're only going to print 20 million of them, Jamie. So now you have a supply and demand. You want to cash that money in and trade it out, Owen? You could do it. It's not there to stay. You could move it. Now let's go on and put it in a bigger picture. You're seeing gold prices going down because so many people are buying digital currencies. Will there be a crash? Of course it's going to go down. But we see the long term. You're going to see more and more blockchain technology. You're going to see more and more people having nothing to do with the fraudulent fiat currencies backed by nothing and printed on nothing to go into a safer currency. And the governments can't touch this stuff. As I was showing you what happened with China. And if any country has the power to stamp it out, man, they're the ones that have it and they can't do it.
Yeah, and that seems to be the case, is that no matter every obstacle, it seems like Bitcoin kind of gets stronger after it gets over every obstacle. It's just weird to me because the whole thing, because I completely agree with you. I mean, what is a dollar bill? Is it really worth anything? And they say it's backed by gold. Munchen says he's gone and seen the gold. I don't know. Am I supposed to believe that? I mean, who really knows, you know?
Yeah, so it's very strange. Why can't we see it? Who the hell is he that we can't see it? Hey, Mnuchin or Munchen, whatever you want to call yourself, did you ever hear of the word public servant? Could these guys get it in their head? What gold? What back buy? What have we got, $20 trillion worth of debt? And when you put Social Security and pensions into it, a couple of hundred trillion? So what's happening is this is all over the world. Look at the debt bubble in China. A debt to GDP ratio of almost 300. They're printing this stuff out, man, like there's no tomorrow. So people are saying, I had enough of your baloney, your fake money. We're going somewhere else. This is the future. No one's ever seen this before. And by the way, in the beginning, Owen, I said, nah, I'd rather have something physical like gold. I don't know if this is going to happen. I said that over a year ago. And then I started changing as I started learning about it more.
Well, wow. I didn't know that you wanted to see the gold so bad. We'll see if we can get them to show you the gold in Fort Knox, because after all, that is...
Show all of us.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying, though, because we're supposed to believe that this piece of paper that they print that's literally a debt note, and then we're supposed to believe it's backed by some gold, but they won't show us the gold. So it's literally a false confidence. Gerald, thank you so much. TrendsResearch.com, the Trends Research Journal. Folks, he showed you his old publications. They predicted Bitcoin would boom this summer. They doubled down in the fall, and they were correct on both of those seasonal predictions. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars InfoWars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, people have been saying this for a long time, and I've obviously heard it, but for some reason, it just sunk in. Now, I'm about to go to this clip. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, urges people to move forward after New York City subway attack. But I just realized something. Again, people have said this forever. These quote-unquote liberal leaders, like Hillary Clinton or Andrew Cuomo, you can go down the list, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. It sounds like it's just rhetoric and you're just like saying it because it's just par for the course, but it's like, it's actually really extreme. These liberals are the most scummy, corrupt people out there. The entire thing is an act. That's what it is. I don't know why it didn't just hit home until I'm about to play this clip of Andrew Cuomo. The scummiest, dirtiest, most corrupted, cheating, foul individuals pose as liberals. It's a total act because they know that if their true motives and if their true personalities were put on the campaign and their true policies were put out there, they wouldn't get a vote. They would never win an election. So they have to pose as if they're for women's rights while they want Sharia law, or they're for women's rights when they attack all of Bill Clinton's rape victims, or they want you to move forward after the New York City subway attack, even though they've done nothing about the open borders. They've done nothing about the Gulen network. And so here's Andrew Cuomo, a just scumbag, total fake politician who has tricked the people in New York into thinking that he's a good liberal with a good heart who's tolerant and has liberal ideas when he's nothing more than some scumbag. So here he is telling the people of New York City to just move on, just get over it. We've got terrorists running rampant in this country, terror attacks every year now here in New York. I'm the Governor Cuomo. Just move on.
The reality is that we are a target by many who would like to make a statement.
See, pause it right there. See, oh boy. I'm about to lose it now. What did he just say? We know that we are a target. Of who? Who? Radical Islam? We're a target. Just play the clip.
We have the Statue of Liberty in our harbor, and that makes us an international target. We understand that.
So we're a target. New York's a big target. And what are you doing, Cuomo?
And download garbage and vileness on how to put together an amateur level explosive device.
Is he on drugs right now?
That is the reality that we live with. The counter reality.
Dude, this guy seems like he is on some straight up drugs. He like can't even read.
We are a savvy people when we keep our eyes open. And that's what see something, say something is all about.
Okay, pause it right here. You notice what he's doing here? He's inflecting the end of every sentence. So he's trying to talk to you like this. It's a way to psychologically make you more calm and to appease you. This is weird. Go back to Cuomo.
The best law enforcement on the globe, and we're all working together extraordinarily well. I want to thank the mayor and the mayor's office this morning, and we will go forward, and we'll go forward together. All the service will resume. Let's go back to
work. Thank De Blasio. Thank me. We're the greatest. We're a target. We're the best. Yet we're doing nothing. Our people keep dying. Our people getting terrorized. Elect me again. And then they did.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hosts Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. I'm broadcasting today from our new Miami Bureau. An interesting clip there with Governor Andrew Cuomo standing immediately to his right, our left, Port Authority Commissioner Kevin O'Toole and MTA Director Joe Loda, two really fine Americans and good friends of us and of the show. But in news, this has just broken. Former Minnesota Governor Arnie Carlson has posted a blog which picked up substantial news coverage calling on Senator Al Franken to remain in the Senate because he is troubled by media reports that Roger Stone coached Miss Tweeden, the woman who first accused Senator Franken of sexual harassment. Let me make this very, very clear for you, Governor Carlson. I have never met Miss Tweeden. I have never spoken to Miss Tweeden. I have never communicated with Miss Tweeden. My only role in this entire public controversy is in breaking the news that she would come forward and make these accusations against the senator. Tom Arnold, a washed up actor who I think was trying to hype an upcoming performance at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard, where he needs to sell a few tickets, said on his Twitter feed that he would provide proof that Stone and KABC's John Phillips had coached Tweeden. Well, if that's so, put up or shut up. Where is your proof? Your proof doesn't exist, but it obviously misled or fooled Governor Carlson. Once again, just because InfoWars had this information and reported it roughly 6 hours before the mainstream media does not mean that I played any role whatsoever in the orchestration of the charges. P.S., Governor, six additional women have come forward and credibly accused the good senator of sexual harassment. Good riddance, Al Franken. And this is just a continuation of the fake news. And it's a perfect example of how a good man like Carlson can be completely misled when the mainstream media picks up a half-baked charge from Twitter and falsely accuses me of having any role in the Franken matter other than reporting it here at InfoWars.
Well, let's be perfectly clear too, Roger. The one thing that we've been reporting on that continues to get proven right is that this is not about standing up for women who are victims of sexual assault. This is not about draining, you know, the swamp of Hollywood with womanizers and people that take advantage of women. This isn't even about doing that in government. If it was, then they would be pushing to release the details from the $15 million plus of hush money that the taxpayers have spent
on these sexual assault allegations inside the government. Roger, this is a total political stunt. We've been calling it from the beginning. The entire goal is to bring it back on Trump. And if we're not completely vindicated in that in the last 3 days with the Roy Moore accuser, fraudulent forged signature on the yearbook, and now today again, they're coming after Trump for these same allegations after they've created this environment where you just accuse someone and they're guilty, I think, again, InfoWars is proven right, but they're not going to take that angle, are they, Roger?
No, in fact, you can go back and look at the Alex Jones show, I think almost 3 months ago, when we predicted that they would recycle yet again the phony claims of sexual harassment against Donald Trump. I watched that press conference today very carefully. Not a single one of those women seems credible to me. They were stilted and very apparently coached, maybe by Tom Arnold, who knows. But someone has done a poor job. They are as uncredible as they were when they first cycled these charges during the election. But Alex Jones and I have both predicted consistently that they would try to recycle the claims of sexual misconduct against the president. Of course, anything that Megyn Kelly has her fingers in is suspect because she, like your close friend Don Lemon, is the epitome of fake news.
Yeah, and let's not forget that Megyn Kelly is dying in the ratings. I mean, this is a woman who has been basically thrust into the trash heap of media, a woman who hosted a presidential debate into the dump of media in just 1 year. That's been Megyn Kelly's ride. So she is desperate for ratings. She's desperate for attention. So, oh, really, Megyn Kelly would try to get these women on to boost her ratings and get a little energy in her show? Wow, wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, no, I give Alex Jones total credit for this. She thought that she was setting him up for the sucker punch. But what's happened since that fateful interview with Alex Jones? Our viewership here at InfoWars has soared while her ratings at ABC have dropped right into the toilet. She is clearly in the zenith of her career. It's all downhill from there. And even these sensationalized and, in my opinion, not credible charges against the president cannot revive her television career.
Yeah, I think that unfortunately she has just burned way too many bridges. She burned the conservative support she had. The liberals never liked her. I don't know why she thought that she could go over to that side of politics and be embraced, but that totally failed. But Roger, I gotta be honest, you know, you said her career's in the toilet bowl. You know, the toilet bowl is still about, you know, 6 to 10 inches above the ground. I mean, she's in the sewer. She's in the dump. She is not even in the toilet bowl. She's been flushed.
That appears to be the case, Owen. The other thing that I think we should touch on is the incredible New York Times story that ran this Sunday, which charted essentially an entire day with the president. This is one of the most extraordinary pieces of journalism that I have seen in, oh, I don't know, the almost 40 years I've been involved in American politics. There were many laudatory things in this story, but there were even more revelatory things in this story. The most revelatory to me was the fact that Judge Jeanine Pirro, a good friend of mine, a former prosecutor, and one of my favorite hosts at Fox, met with the president and outlined with him in chapter in detail the bias and illegitimate tactics being used by Robert Mueller and former FBI Director James Comey. In that meeting, the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, told Judge Pirro she was not helping the president by bringing this information to his attention. I say bravo for you, Judge Jeanine. You did exactly the right thing. Consistent with my interviews last week with the Washington Times and the New York Daily News, as well as Newsmax, I believe the president's lawyers are sleepwalking him to the gallows. I believe that the strategy of unilaterally turning over hundreds of thousands of documents from both the White House and the Trump campaign without even in some cases reviewing them, is merely giving Mueller the rope he needs to seek to hang our president. Now, we already know that Mueller is entirely capable of fabricating charges out of thin air. In this case, he has more than thin air to work with.
Well, and essentially what they've done with this thing, it's like if I accused Roger Stone of speaking to Martians, so I'm going to investigate every investment Roger's ever made, and then if he tells me he invested on Tuesday, but it turns out he actually invested on Wednesday at 12:01 a.m., well, we got you. We busted you. And that's exactly what Mueller's doing. We're going to have Roger Stone on the other side. Do not go anywhere. This is the War Room, the latest White House intrigue. We're talking about it. Don't go anywhere.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of
containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're on the War Room here at InfoWars, and it's a perfect time to remind you that you can do all of your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. Now, as Alex Jones likes to say, this is a 360 win. You get the very best all-natural products, First Amendment-oriented t-shirts, books, and other products. And at the same time, you help us finance the expansion and superior investigative reporting here at InfoWars. Believe me, the Christmas sales are off the charts. 50% off on Brain Force Plus, my favorite product. Now get a case of this and send it to your favorite libtard because they need it even more than we do. But you have also the entire Super Blue fluoride-free product line at 50% off. These are real favorites in the Stone household, particularly the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. In my experience, this is perhaps the best whitening toothpaste you can find on the market, and it's at 50% off, along with all of the Super Blue fluoride-free products. So for the very, very best oral health and to see how the halogen iodine works far superior to almost anything you could buy at the local drugstore, go to the InfoWars store now and place your order. You buy two original Super Blue toothpastes and you get a free Super Blue bubble gum, which sometimes the younger members of our family like better than the original. But believe me, folks, you can help yourself and you can help InfoWars by going to the store now to do all your Christmas shopping. The other thing I wanted to mention here, Owen, that I think is most revelatory about this extraordinary New York Times piece that ran this Sunday was the affirmation again that you get tomorrow's news today at InfoWars. You will recall that we were the first and only media outlet that correctly told the American people that the president's longtime body man, his alter ego, the last man who would see him at night, the first man who saw him in the morning, his longtime bodyguard, Keith Schiller, had been run off the job by General John Kelly, and that very specifically was because Schiller gave the president the link to a newspaper story that Kelly did not want the president to see. According to Sunday's New York Times, which now confirms exactly what we reported at InfoWars, Kelly wanted to know how the president had seen a newspaper story that he had not approved. That almost boggles the mind that the president can't decide what he wants to see and what he doesn't want to see, that General Kelly has to approve anything that the president sees in print. What's the matter? Are they afraid that he might see something on InfoWars or Breitbart or Daily Caller? Is he afraid that the president might be shown the truth about the Mueller inquiry and how it is headed straight for the president? John Kelly is not part of the solution, folks. He is part of the problem. His own personal politics are progressive left. He was elevated in the military under President Barack Obama. And he is part and parcel of the effort to sleepwalk our president to the gallows. The president's closest friends agree. And hopefully the president will figure it out soon. Again, the president's lawyers have promised the president that Mueller will supply a letter in the next couple days clearing him entirely of Russian collusion. I doubt it very much, Owen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, there we have Harrison Smith. Harrison.
Yes. Hi, Roger. How are you? I needed to jump in here because I don't know how much you know about this, but Antifa had quite a clash with Owen recently, and so we went earlier today to the police department to file a report about them blocking his civil rights, and there was a little miscommunication, and the police have actually showed up here. So Owen is actually giving a statement to the police right now, so he had to step away, and
right.
He will be back very shortly.
Oh, there, very good. There he is. Look, Antifa is a joke, but now is a good time to remind you that you can buy your anti-Antifa, anti-fascist, anti-communist, pro-freedom t-shirt at the Infowars.com store. This is one of my favorite Christmas presents for the patriots and the true believers, the freedom-loving members of your family. And you get a matching 3-inch sticker as well. So this is a limited edition t-shirt that is designed to trigger the left this November and beyond. I can think of no better present for the patriot in your family. While we are moving forward here, it is important to note that the president reacted angrily to the New York Times story because the story said the president watches a television 3 to 4 hours a day. The president denies that. In fact, in a incredibly pithy tweet, he said that he rarely watches CNN and MSNBC, and he particularly goes out of his way to avoid watching Don Lemon, who he called in a tweet the single dumbest man on television. Right on, Mr. President. I think you've got Don Lemon's number. You will recall it was Don Lemon's complaint to Twitter that ended up with my lifetime ban on that social media platform, a ban that will be addressed in a lawsuit that will be filed in January. In fact, I would say several lawsuits that will be filed in January against Twitter. It's funny how the media is flipping out over the president's accusations of fake news. Watching today's White House news briefing was warming to the heart to see the elites on the receiving end of the attack for a change. So in any event, you're here at the War Room, and if Owen Schroyer is not in custody, he'll be back with me shortly. In the meantime, folks, pardon me, do your Christmas shopping at the Infowars.com store and help us with this expansion. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Vital.
vitamin mineral fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin mineral fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
This just in at the War Room, Pastor Mark Burns of Easley, South Carolina, literally saved the president's life today. While Burns was meeting with the president in the White House, he noticed a large, white, and therefore poisonous spider running up the president's back towards his head. The fast-thinking Burns hit the president on the back, killing the spider, shocking everyone in the room and putting the Secret Service on high alert. Everyone jumped, and then Burns explained, "We have just gotten a photo of the dead spider, but when Pastor Mark Burns says to the president, 'I've got your back,' he really isn't kidding." Joining us now, pardon me, from Orlando, Florida, the editor of the Central Florida Post, Jacob Engels. Jacob Engels is a young crusading investigative journalist that we have featured here at InfoWars previously because of his fearlessness in the fight against George Soros. And he has broken a number of big stories in the past year. Jacob Engels joins us now. Jacob, welcome to the War Room.
It's great to join you, Roger.
So, Jacob, you have gone toe-to-toe with the Soros machine right there in Seminole County. Tell us how that unfolded, because I think it's important that the InfoWarriors know that Soros isn't just interested in infecting national policy with his atheistic, godless, globalist views. He's working at the local level as well to pervert our government. Lay it on us.
Absolutely. What we discovered locally in Central Florida and Orange and Osceola counties actually was that George Soros financed a Black Lives Matter, very leftist activist prosecutor to run for state attorney. She ended up winning with $1 million or so from George Soros, but the financial support for that individual did not stop there. He continued to funnel money from numerous organizations under his control to support financially the husband of the now prosecutor in Orange and Osceola County, and to support her financially for a continued period after the election. So not only does he embed in these local elections, he continues his support for these candidates through political committees and no-process grants from nonprofits. So when he latches on to a candidate and people think it's over at the election, it's not over. He continues to support them and manipulate them. And interestingly enough, this lady, first act as state attorney, she did not charge death penalty on a cop killer. So George Soros infects local politics. He's doing it on the local level, not just on the national level.
Well, and as I recall, so people know, that in Florida, a state's attorney is like the county prosecutor, a very a powerful job. But you, Jacob, as I recall, were actually threatened by the Soros machine when your crusading local newspaper, local website, the Central Florida Post, published an expose on Soros's control of the local prosecutor.
Yeah, much to my surprise, we published an article titled "Soros Connected Groups Dominate Ayla's Personal and Professional Life," and that's the state attorney that he helped elect in Orange and Osceola County. And I got an email from his press shop threatening to sue us if we did not take down the article. And I don't think he quite understood that I'm the editor, writer, everything from the janitor to the president of my publication. So I said, no, I'm not going to do that unless you can provide me evidence that my claims and the assertions I made in the article were false. He provided no such information. Then he threatened to talk to my editor and go to my boss. And I said, well, that's me, and I'm not taking it down. So they try to bully through means of lawsuits, through personal intimidation, and I thought it was quite hilarious that George Soros was even worried about Central Florida Post, but I'm glad we put it on the map.
Well, it's extraordinary. As I recall, the local prosecutor, the state's attorney that he successfully elected, has been crusading against the death penalty since the time of her election. It's a perfect example of why Soros has to be watched not only at the federal level, but also in our local politics. Now, you also had, as I recall, a breaking story regarding the Kelly Anthony case. Why don't you lay that out for the InfoWarrior audience?
You know, it's kind of funny because the state attorney previous to this Soros backed candidate was Jeff Ashton, and everybody remembers him for scrubbing the Casey Anthony verdict. This is a guy who could not convict a clear case of Miss Anthony killing her child or being suspected of killing her child, and I uncovered the fact that he was on government time, and this was in 2015 when the Ashley Madison hack happened, that on government time he was visiting the extramarital affair website. He was visiting Adult Friend Finder, Ashley Madison, on government time. So this was way before all the stuff is breaking now, where we're seeing in politics and Hollywood everything from pedophilia to sexual harassment. So I destroyed the Casey Anthony prosecutor, which gave way to Soros electing this Black Lives Matter activist prosecutor. So I'm a little to blame on dealing with this problem with Soros, but Orange County has had a tough row in prosecutors the past two go-arounds, and the current one, Aramis Ayla, Soros-backed candidate, is being sued left and right. She's spent close to $500,000 taxpayer funds on fancy attorneys and D.C. press shops to explain away the fact why she's not charging death penalty. This is the cancer that Soros brings to local politics that ended up costing people hundreds of thousands of dollars and probably millions of dollars by the time her four-year term is over.
Of course, the way Florida politics works, the former prosecutor, Jeff Ashton, is now what? Running for judge. You see, they never go away. These career politicians go from office to office, but they never go away. Do you think that Ashton's campaign will be harmed by the revelations that he was visiting Ashley Madison and other adult-oriented websites on government time?
Absolutely, because the one thing that we don't know is we don't know how many hundreds of men and women he contacted, because he was seeking group sex on one of the accounts, and he talked about having an extensive toy collection and some very lurid things that he was wanting to do with other people. So we don't know if he contacted 100 people or 500 people through this app. So if he were to become judge, it's a very serious case of a conflict of interest. Who's to say that somebody that he propositioned for sex with or without a financial incentive could appear before him in court? And until he releases all of the messages and all of the communiques he had with those individuals on those extramarital affair and adult websites, I don't think he really has any business even being a candidate.
So there you have it. Jacob Engels from the Central Florida Post. Check out their website. This is a fine libertarian-oriented publication with a growing influence in Central Florida. And Jacob Engels, one of the very best young investigative journalists in the country. Now, I myself am a libertine, but Jeff Ashton, not on government time and not while you are running or holding public office. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us here on The War Room.
It's been a great pleasure. The energy is just amazing here at the InfoWars headquarters.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the
sure
new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Labs. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They
all
also
right,
help prevent discomfort from indigestion
about.
Caused by fermentation of undigested food particles
yes.
in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Right.
Please listen carefully.
I'm going to send you a picture of the
three
spider.
Things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the InfoWar. A 360 win. Number
I
one,
got another
when
one
you choose AutoShip before checkout,
better.
We give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
An update on that Oval Office incident that we reported only minutes ago. We have determined that the spider that was crawling up the president's back was a yellow sack spider. There's a photo of it. This is a highly poisonous spider, and the president's life would have been in danger had he been bitten. Thankfully, Pastor Mark Burns of Easley, South Carolina, an African-American evangelical pastor who is an early and fervent supporter of the president, saw the spider, acted quickly, clapped the president on the back hard, killing the spider. But of course, the Secret Service jumped. There you see Pastor Burns with the president. God bless you, Pastor Burns. You literally saved our president's life, and we are grateful. Alex Jones has said it earlier, but I want to reiterate it. The single best place for you to do all of your Christmas shopping is at the InfoWars store. You can not only get extraordinary products at deep Christmas discounts, but you can help us finance the expansion that you see here on InfoWars. If you are liking the War Room programming, the expanded 10 hours a day, well, we pay for this not because we have some conservative fat cat standing in the wings writing us huge checks, George Soros style. No, we have to depend completely and totally on the patriots who watch InfoWars. We are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. And that's why it's so important that you take advantage of the deep discounts now being premiered on the InfoWars.com site. Extraordinary discounts, particularly on the Super Blue fluoride-free line of products, including toothpaste, mouthwash, and others. Now, these are real favorites in the Stone household. I can tell you, my wife, Nidia, has an extraordinarily gleaming white smile. There is not a dental product that she has not tried, and now she swears by the entire Super Blue line. Now, that's a real testimonial that I can vouch for, but if you go on the site, you'll see this gets 5 stars in our review. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of satisfied customers. Go now to the site, help yourself, help us, and help InfoWars. because Owen is still giving his dissertation to the local police over the attack on him by local Antifa activists.
Actually, I'm back, Roger, just FYI.
Excellent. Most excellent. So, and I still think we have Jacob Engels on board. So, Owen, tell us what happened, if you will, with Antifa, because I'm curious to know the other half of this tale.
Well, I'm not going to get into what just went down between myself and the Austin Police Department, but we did bring to their attention what happened on Saturday, at least to these officers or other departments that may not have been aware. So basically on Saturday, Roger, there was a march for Kate Steinle, obviously the woman who was killed by the non-citizen, the illegal immigrant who was deported 5 times. That man walked without even manslaughter charges. So some people in Austin decided that they wanted to do a march for her and to memorialize her life and to raise the political issues that resulted in her death. And what happened was, as you can see in the B-roll that the crew is running right now, a bunch of masked thugs showed up with guns and clubs and bats and shields. And what happened to me, Roger, was I showed up and I was solo. I was by myself and I just showed up to shoot the event and I was just going to do live coverage for our YouTube channel and Facebook page and everything there. And I was immediately confronted by these individuals that you're seeing now. You got about 6 or 7 masked men specifically that were following me around and stopping me from going into the park. They were using shields. They were using clubs, flag sticks, bats, what have you, to try to stop me from getting in. There you can see right there, they form their wall and they start to shove me around with those clubs. There were also multiple men that had their rifles pointed in my direction that were scaring me and trying to intimidate me. So that was basically everything that went down. Now, this is a tough thing to deal with because of the law. It basically, let's just say there's some interpretations of the law that I think need re-examined. But regardless, because it's not considered that they did anything illegal in that instant, they were not arrested. Now, some of them were arrested later on that day because they were trying to mace some of the Kate Steinle marchers and trying to get physical with them. So a few of them were arrested. But Roger, what you're seeing here, in my opinion, and this is what I'm going to move forward with as well, I have to take this to the federal government, I'm being told. So I have to now move to the federal government to make a civil rights claim, to claim that they violated my civil rights
by barring me entry into the park. Now, the funny thing is right here in this exact moment, you can see me speaking to the police officers saying, officers, will you please tell these men to stand down and to let me go into the park? You might want to just turn that off, guys, because there could be cursing in that audio. And the police officers did nothing. They said, sorry, technically they're not breaking the law by our interpretation of it, so there's nothing we can do. So that's why we were moving forward with charges and looking at civil rights violations. But basically, you've got a bunch of thugs. This is the new brand of Nazism. It's called Antifa, and they just don't realize it yet. If they were alive in the 1920s and 30s in Germany, they would be the Nazi brown shirts.
So, Jacob, you've had your own experiences with Antifa in the Orlando, Florida area. Why don't you tell us about your firsthand experience with the anti-fascist fascists?
Well, I mean, of course, anyone who's run into any Antifa, they need a bath. They smell horrible. They're horribly dressed. But their ideas are much more foul than their appearance or their stench. And they come to these events and they use intimidation and they subvert the law. And they really, I think, put law enforcement in a difficult place where they come close to breaking the law, or by some interpretation of law enforcement on scene could be considered okay or free speech. So we really need to think about identifying these people more often, and need to paste their face all over social media so people know. Because I was walking in downtown Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and I had someone spit on me.
That's assault.
They say, Jacob Engels is a Nazi, and they spit on me.
But that's assault. You know that you don't know what kind of diseases that person can have.
Absolutely.
And they probably have plenty of them.
But it's downtown on a Friday night, and the cops say, oh, just move on, and it's no big deal.
Well, and the amazing thing, too, Roger, there was one guy in particular. He claims he's with the Peaceful Streets Project. His name is Joshua Pineda. Now, this man has been arrested before for street violence, but he claims he's with the Peaceful Streets Project, yet he's out there telling me that his friends want to beat me up. So he's really for peaceful streets when he's out there with people that want to beat me up. He's the guy that looks like a gremlin. Roger, what were you saying?
Well, so, Jacob, you've been spit on. Owen, you've been threatened and had guns pointed on you. I had a worse experience than both of you. I was accosted in a Manhattan restaurant by Joan Walsh of the Nation. And believe me, that's an experience you don't want to have. She was so upset about Al Franken being purged from the U.S. Senate, she said, Stone, your time in the barrel will come. Don't bet on it, Joni. Don't bet on it. You're here at the War Room with Owen Schroyer, our special guest today, Jacob Engels of the Central Florida Post. I'm going to leave it to you, Owen, to wrap this up.
Well, the big issue, Roger, that we're trying to figure out before things get bad is just how to deal with Antifa, okay? Look, the Antifa knows their rights. You know, that's the funny thing about it is they hate America so much, yet out here they are loving their rights to carry a weapon, loving their right to free speech and covering their face. So they really don't hate America that much. It's all an act. But our goal here is to put enough public pressure on the leaders within these police departments to have to do something about Antifa. That's really what it comes down to. I understand that the police don't want to escalate things. The police are just doing their jobs. But we've got a bunch of masked thugs that hate this country, hate the police, and really just hate everyone. And something has to be done before it gets worse.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center.
Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. It's been quite a crazy day here. Nothing new at InfoWars. Man, you gotta be thick-skinned and tough to work here. That's no joke. And have the Energizer Bunny stamina. All right, now if you want to work at CNN, you have to be a fake news fop or a CIA cutout. But they're falling all over themselves. I got these two clips. First, let's go to Brian Stelter. So you've got CNN. They've been called out for all of their fake news. They're having to retract stories. I think they have upwards of 200 racial discrimination cases right now being filed against CNN. So they've got their fake news. They got these lawsuits about race. They got all this stuff going on. They don't know what to do. But then they send out the George Costanza of news, Brian Stelter, to attempt damage control.
It changed the understanding quite a bit. With ABC's suspension of Ross still in the headlines, I asked CNN if there would be disciplinary action against Raju or his co-writer, Jeremy Herb. A spokesman said no, because the reporters followed CNN's standards process, which means that the anonymous sources they were using for the story were vetted and okayed ahead of time. Now, the sources had been reliable in the past, but this time, the spokeswoman said CNN had no reason to believe this was malicious, meaning the sources weren't trying to trick the reporters. The sources were just mistaken. But that mistake obviously caused a black eye for CNN. David, what's your advice for journalists in this situation and for readers?
I have more advice for readers. You asked the question, Brian, why should, given these mistakes, why should people
David
trust the media?
David Frum.
I would say mistakes are precisely the reason that people should trust the media. Astronomers make mistakes all the time because science is a process of discovery of truth. Astrologers never own up to them.
No. I can't. David Frum from the Atlantic is now comparing himself to an astronomer? Am I hearing this right? I'm sorry, just go back. Just play him again. Hold on. Go back to David Frum comparing news anchors to astronomers. This is next level.
The reason that people should trust the media. Look, astronomers make mistakes all the time. Because science is a process of discovery of truth. Astrologers never make mistakes, or at least they never own up to
them. Are you a scientist,
dude? Because
what
they're offering is a closed system of ideology and propaganda.
Reliable sources with George Costanza.
Mainstream media makes far fewer errors than most institutions in our culture, because we indeed are in the business of trying not to make errors, and we have all kinds of procedures in place to keep us from making those errors. Compare us to Wall Street. Compare us to banking. Compare us to the Congress of the United States. Compare us to almost any institution, and we make fewer errors.
Okay. Actually, clip 9 is basically that same clip, so we don't need to double down. Okay, but This is incredible. It used to be that they would never, let me just tell you something. Okay. If you've worked in media or you work in broadcasting or film or whatever it is, one of like broadcasting and live media 101 is you try not to air your dirty laundry on air, or you don't want to admit to you, or it's okay to retract. It's okay to correct the record. I'm not saying that, but here CNN is doing a panel discussion trying to, it's like, oh man, we keep getting everything wrong, but we're trying really hard. And then David Frum's like, yeah, you know, we're like astrologers, you know, sometimes they just don't get it right. What? And then Bernstein is like, well, if you look at the accuracy rate of the mainstream media, we're more accurate than most professions out there. So now they're making excuses for why they suck. So they used to deny they were fake news and deny they suck. Now they're just like, well, we're fake news, but. So CNN, we're fake news, but.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Dr. Shiva Ayyadure joins us now. Of course, he is running for Senate. He is trying to drain the swamp of Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. That is who Shiva is going to be running against as an independent. ShivaForSenate.com. Dr. Shiva joins me. Thanks for joining me today, doctor.
How are you doing, Owen? I just came back from campaigning. You know, we were distributing flyers. We go to the tee and we get people as they're coming out. So I just literally got off, so I'm sorry I'm a little late.
No, don't worry about that. I just got done with a meeting with Austin Police, too. So we're both busy today trying to make America great again. Wow. So I was getting threatened in the streets on Saturday while you were being threatened on the social webs. So, let's kind of just give a little background here for the audience. So first, you're on Twitter, and then it ends up being some sort of a spat between you and Seth Rogen. What happened there?
Well, if people go look at the Twitter feed, Seth Rogen had said some expletives against Steve Bannon. And because, as you know, Steve Bannon's on Back on Sirius, saying that he wasn't going to go on Sirius and basically attack Steve. So when I saw that tweet, look, I've met Steve. He's not a racist. He's not a white supremacist. He's a great guy. In fact, I think he's a great American. So when I saw this, I tweeted out to Seth Rogen saying, hey, look, in my opinion, you're basically a ventriloquist dummy of Hollywood. You think you're a political activist. Let you and I have a political debate. And I, in fact, offered him a round trip, first class ticket to Boston. Cause you know, these Hollywood guys, they want to be treated in a very elitist way while they continually talk about how, the rest of the world is so elitist. That's a contradiction. So what was fascinating, Owen, was what he responded. First of all, he did respond. And the way he responded was to put up a mugshot of me, of a situation, a minor domestic case that was not only dismissed, but outright dismissed, thrown out of court because of the false claims.
Is this the same one they tried to use against you like a few months ago?
a few months ago, and this is sort of what they do. You know, I've endured this before. And, you know, when I fought corruption, when I was in India against the Indian government, they said I was a CIA agent. When I exposed Gawker Media, you know, they said I was a liar for the invention of email. When I exposed Monsanto, they called me a fraud. So, this is sort of the process you go through when you fight. But what's disgusting about Seth Rogen is he thinks he's a defender for women's rights. And he put this out there to act as though he's defending women's rights and exposing this guy. So I hit back and I said, look, it's a great picture, by the way, and I'm going to continue to fight back. And by the way, this thing was outright dismissed. So his followers got quite frustrated with the fact that I basically disarmed them. And the response to that was racist slurs and saying that they were going to blow my quote unquote ass up, which is essentially a death threat, which, by the way, we've gone through the Belmont police and they've started an investigation. So, you know, when I got that death threat, I tweeted back out to Rogan and I said, hey, look, you know, it's unfortunate one of your followers is behaving like this. This is not what America's about. You know, I'm paraphrasing. Let's still have our debate. Now, you would think a guy who so cares about, you know, sexist matters and so cares about, you know, people of other color that he would repudiate this guy. Silence, crickets, Owen. And that's what's disturbing. And that's how these guys behave, right? On the one hand, it's all about PR value. They have their publicists, their lawyers, all trying to present them as people who are vanguards for women's rights and vanguards for people of color's rights. When what they actually do is to take advantage of that. And that's what's so disgusting about this. You know, and by the way, since that went out, I've gotten, you know, messages, in fact, from people who worked with Hollywood with this guy. They say, you know, this guy's one of the most perverted people that they've ever met. When they hang out with him, the comments that he makes is a factor of 100 what they attack Donald Trump on. That's who Seth Rogen really is. And that's what this industry is really about. And if you look at the larger part of this industry, Hollywood's fundamentally a caste system. They have people above the line and below the line. Above the line are the DPs and the production heads and the stars, and everyone else is below. They practice one of the most elitist caste systems in Hollywood, and that's what he's part of. And if you further look at it, this guy's not said anything against Kevin Spacey, nothing against Harvey Weinstein. In fact, there's nice pictures of him with him. So that's a lever of hypocrisy. And furthermore, Owen, if we actually did a civil rights analysis of Hollywood, by the way, which now they want to do on Silicon Valley, and we looked at it by race and religion, not only of Hollywood, but of the media, the mainstream media, we probably find some of the biggest civil rights violations. And so the larger context of this, Owen, for me, it says not only what I consider, A, I'm an American, came here with nothing, worked hard, went to MIT, 4 degrees, started 7 companies. I'm part of the American journey. Is the insidious part of this is that the real racists and the real sexists are in Hollywood, but they portray as though they're against all of that. And what I find relative to my campaign is this is why these guys get along with Elizabeth Warren, because she fundamentally herself is a racist. Think about her. She talks a good game, wanting to help people of color and minorities and poor whites. How did she get into Harvard? She used race. She basically took advantage of race. And then when we expose her, how does she react? She calls President Trump a racist as though he's using racial slurs. These people are masters of using race and sex to their benefit. And everyone listening out there, you got to understand, you're looking at a guy who came as a low caste Indian, grew up with nothing. And I'm telling you, women and people of color, that Hollywood is the biggest racist, sexist enterprise on this planet. It's a Sodom and Gomorrah in many, many ways.
Yeah, I've got the same intel as you on Seth Rogen. In fact, I don't know why this guy still gets on Twitter. This guy must get so high on whatever drugs he's using that he forgets the last dumb thing he did on Twitter yesterday, so he gets back on the next day and does something even dumber. I'll just leave it at that. But the amazing thing to me is when you're talking about Elizabeth Warren, I was getting fired up over Governor Cuomo of New York in the last hour, because here's the thing with these people, Shiva. They're so fake. They're so fake. I mean, that's literally it. These are the fakest people in our country. They say these things. They virtue signal. They pretend to care about minorities. It is all an act. It is all an act to these people.
Complete act. And if you look at what these guys do, they use race when it's to their benefit. They use sex. I mean, the entire industry of Hollywood, if you talk to people, as you're moving up the ladder, it's not unusual to one day, you know, they'll invite you to their big mansion parties. You'll end up with, you know, 5 or 10 guys you're sleeping with. True stories I've heard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then take pictures of this, and they'll use that to blackmail you. So they use race, they use sex as they need it. I mean, what's really disgusting is a friend of mine just sent me this. I don't know if you can see this. This is apparently Seth Rogen potentially going to be put as Walter Cronkite. Think about this. Walter Cronkite, you know, when I remember, he was actually probably the last person with some integrity in the media. Rogen is going to portray him. And this is all part of the way that these guys build their brand around their fake actors. Fake actors, fake Indians, fake fighters. And what's really good, Owen, is that people are waking up to this. And that's what's great about Trump's win, about what Bannon's doing and what we're doing here in Massachusetts. We're going after these guys because Americans believe that they deserve something better. You know, we want a country that's truly based on independence, innovation, integrity, and integrating ideas from all different places. That's what my life's been about, Owen. Everything I've had, you know, has come through good old hard work, which is what this country is about. And that's what we need to get back to. And I'm telling you, the Hollywood military industrial complex is a filth as filthy as they come. They're truly the evil. And it doesn't mean, you know, good overcomes evil. We got to fight this, Owen. And it's not going to just happen overnight. And we need to fight these guys. We need to street fight these guys every step of the way.
I agree. And that's why I applaud you for making a big deal of this guy death threatening you and then calling out Seth Rogen for his fans and him not saying anything about his fans death threatening you. That's why I'm trying to raise awareness to the Austin Police Department here locally that, hey, we got a bunch of thugs in masks with weapons out here trying to intimidate people. So we had to fight back. And that's the thing about us, Shiva. We got better things to do, bro. I don't want to spend my time trying to wipe some baby's ass, all right? I got stuff to do, but that's what we have to do now. So Antifa's going to poop their diapers. Seth Rogen's going to poop his diapers. We're going to have to clean up the diapers and throw out the trash with it. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other 2 is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable FloraLife everyday maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's a slippery slope that they have created now. Longtime NPR host Tom Ashbrook facing misconduct allegations. So this is like, we're up to like at least five people at NPR facing sexual assault allegations. Again, though, I mean, I don't want to live in the French Revolution and you just get accused of something and you're guilty. This is a dangerous precedent that we're creating here. And it's all because the Democrats want to have it come back on Trump. So just like what Shiva was talking about in Hollywood, how they don't care about women. It's all an act. They're a bunch of frauds. The same principle can be applied to the Me Too movement, to all these sexual assault allegations. Now, I'm not trying to be insensitive to actual victims. What I'm saying is the overall big picture, where now everyone is getting accused of sexual assault, whether it be real or not, we don't know. We don't get much litigation out of this. It's all because they want it to fall back on President Trump. That is the real movement. That is the real agenda behind this. Sadly, it's not about actual victims of sexual assault. Now, Dr. Shiva has been threatened on Twitter by the good liberals that are fans of Seth Rogen after he challenged Seth Rogen to a debate. Of course, Seth Rogen disappeared off Twitter after that challenge. But, you know, Seth usually tends to hit the bong a couple more times and forget that he's not on Twitter anymore. So my guess is he'll be back there before long, Shiva. But I'm glad that you have decided to move forward. I can't believe it that they would send you these threats like this. I mean, it really shows you how low their IQ is, doesn't it?
Yeah, it shows you, Owen, how they actually behave. You know, they act, you know, they're very, very eager and they'll jump over on Trump or others when they claim that these people are violent and inciting violence. But the reality is these guys are very insidious. They have their attack dogs in their back room, their quote unquote, their posse. And they let them do their dirty work and they sit back and watch, never really repudiating them unless if it hurts their brand equity in some ways. And they see how long they can get away with it. That's where we're calling out Rogen on this, because clearly tweeted out to him, hey, you got a violent guy here who's not only threatening my life, but he's a freaking racist. And not a peep out of Rogen. Nothing. I mean, I'm the epitome of the guy that the quote unquote liberals want to help, want to move up. But when I do move up, when I'm out there running my Senate campaign against a fake Indian Elizabeth Warren, they don't like it because I'm no longer the good Indian. I'm no longer someone who they can control. I'm no longer on their plantation, Owen. And that's why our entire campaign is declare your independence. Declare your independence mean let's break our independence from both of these establishment parties. In Massachusetts, you know, there really isn't two parties. It's the Republican, Mass GOP, and Elizabeth Warren's Democrats were one and the same. So since we broke, our campaign was not only growing explosively before, but is even growing more explosively after this. And I want to, you know, I think what's going on in Massachusetts is going to be historic. I know what's going on right now in Alabama. Everyone's watching, but I can assure you that what we're doing in Massachusetts against Warren, you know, a real Indian running against a fake Indian, is going to be, I think, a amazing movement and an inspiring movement when we defeat Warren. You know, 2.3 million independents in Massachusetts, only 500,000 Republicans on a good day, and about 1.5 million Democrats. You know, I'm out on the subway distributing flyers, Owen. You see most of these people are holding their nose and supporting Warren because it's toxic to be a, you know, a rhino or a Republican in Massachusetts. So enter Shiva and our campaign. And our campaign is basically eviscerating both parties. We're saying, hey, financial independence. We need independence in government from the both parties, and we need independence in our health. All of us should focus on our health in two ways. Prevention. You know, you guys do a lot of this on your program. You know, vitamins, supplements. We need to, I mean, in my view, we need to take half of the NIH funding and start supporting alternative health, what I call alt health. And the other thing is cures. You know, I've created a technology called Cytosolve. This is not just theory to me. As a PhD in biological engineering, as an MIT guy, we've created a technology which helps us model molecular pathways on the computer, eliminating the need for animal testing, being able to find drugs faster and cheaper. Elizabeth Warren doesn't know how to do this. None of these politicians.
What are you talking? Elizabeth Warren is probably great at taking drugs. Oh, I'm sorry. You were trying to cure illnesses. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, their Elizabeth Warren support for raw material for spreading bull exactly is really not about health. You know, they say, you know, health is every person's right. Well, their right is to make sure we're all on drugs after we get hurt, after we, you know, hurt ourselves. It's not about prevention. It's not about making sure you take care of your body. Hey, look at this. Elizabeth Warren supported the Monsanto Protection Act. Here's a company that has single-handedly destroyed the food supply of this country because they want to control it. They want to control the pesticides on one hand, Roundup, and on the other hand, they want to control genetically engineered foods. And that's who Elizabeth Warren voted for. She claimed she's against the evil corporate empire. Well, she supported one of the most evil corporations on the planet.
And at the beginning of your campaign, you challenged her. You actually, what was your challenge to her to try some of the Monsanto products?
Yeah, why doesn't she try Monsanto? Why doesn't she? I'm sure these wonderful liberals who live next to the Whole Foods in Cambridge, they make sure their kids get organic food. They make sure they're eating non-GMO. But for the rest of us, they want to promote it. You notice what we renamed her, Owen. We called her Monsanto Hauntus. You know, that we think that's
Monsanto
more,
Hauntus.
Monsanto Hauntus, because it shows the level of hypocrisy and fakery among this person. Not
well,
only
Shiva, you're just. Yeah, you're a total fighter. This campaign needs to go national. Everyone's focused on the Moore campaign right now and everything with that. But once we get closer to the midterms, I'm asking my audience and the Info Warriors, help this campaign go national. Get the real Indian versus the fake Indian go national. Make them covered on mainstream news. Let's not just defeat Elizabeth Warren with a real Indian and a fighter in Senate with Dr. Shiva, but let's also embarrass Elizabeth Warren on the way out because she's going to be flopping around like she's got it in the bag, just like Hillary Clinton was. Not the case. Shiva, thank you so much for joining us. Keep us updated on everything that your campaign.
Thanks, Shiva, for Senate. By the way, we're having a DNA dance party tomorrow at 7 p.m. We've invited Elizabeth Warren to it. I told her I'll send her. So that's tomorrow. And so we'll see.
Hey, give Seth Rogen. Maybe Seth Rogen will join y'all.
Okay. Thanks, Owen. Peace.
Dr. Shiva Iyaduray, ShivaForSenate.com. Folks, we get the guests. We do the live broadcast. We go live. I mean, we're live every day of the week nowadays, honestly, with our extra coverage, our special coverage, Millie going to events, Alex going out on the streets, and just everything in between with John Bowne and Leanne McAdoo. And it's all possible because of you at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, it's Christmas week. So Merry Christmas! Free shipping store-wide. Merry Christmas! 50% off items such as Knockout, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Prostaguard, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, some of our Survival Shield products. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as other specials and free shipping store-wide. It's Alex Jones saying Merry Christmas to you, the audience that makes all of this possible. So continue to support us and fund us, and we will continue to expand and fight for you and go to the next level. Anna Kate joins me on the other side, the real Anastasia Romanoff. Who's that?
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality.
I guess that just made her sound like she's
Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12, a neurological tonic and cognitive enhancer that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force. The most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah! Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of
of life is under attack.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Okay. Now you've got Larry King accused of groping. You've got The New Yorker fires Ryan Lizza for improper sexual conduct. NPR host Tom Ashbrook facing misconduct allegations. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, folks. It's all because of Trump. And a very interesting point was brought up by the crew. Is this some sort of a back-channel effort to clear the closet of blackmail against controlled operatives? Another blowback of all the anti-Trump campaigns that blows back on the corrupted swamp? Wow, just like everything else has. Boy, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Well, my next guest is Anna Kate. You can find her on Twitter at Anna Kate. AnnaKate.com is her website. The Anna Kate Show is her broadcast, and she's working on a documentary right now, The Real Anastasia Romanoff. Anna, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Owen.
So tell me about this documentary and what made you want to do it.
Sure. So I am a Russian immigrant. I came to America when I was 4 years old. My parents brought me here.
Okay, we got to get her off. She's Russian. I didn't realize she was a Russian agent. We have to cut this interview. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, exactly. So my parents brought me here when I was 4 years old to, we were escaping the Soviet Union at the time. It was the collapse of the Soviet Union, 1991. My mom was in long lines with vouchers trying to get food. And a lot of times we were hungry. I mean, it was a mess in Russia. My parents brought me here for better opportunity. And I've had horror stories that I've heard from my grandparents about socialism, communism, everything that has to do with the Bolsheviks and the left in my country, my home country. Came here when I was four. Obviously a legal immigrant, and the Bolsheviks revolution happened in 1917. And as a Russian immigrant, I mean, my parents told me about the dangers of communism, dangers of socialism, and how they spread to 7 million deaths in Russia, 70 million deaths in the Soviet Union. And so the atrocity that comes with socialism, communism. And I've always heard as a young girl the story of the myth, actually, that Anastasia Romanoff, the youngest daughter of the last king of Russia, survived. And there have been so many stories for such a long time. There are so many women that came forward and said that they were her, and they've all been proven to be frauds. And we have an amazing group of people working on this project. There are leading researchers who has done a lot of research on the Romanoff family, actually discovered her identity. We have John Sullivan, number one conservative documentary filmmaker of all time. He has been the producer, director of all of Dinesh D'Souza films. He's wonderful. We have producer Jeremy Oliver. We have, and they were looking for, you know, a Russian conservative girl who can speak Russian, who can translate, all the stuff that is going on. But we are in talks with the investigators and the lead team that are in control of the Romanoff family in Russia. And we actually just noticed that the Moscow Patriarch Church in Russia just released an article last week saying that they have in fact found new evidence, and they are not ready to close the chapter on this story. So it is quite exciting. I mean, so the Romanoff family that you see here, they were a Christian family. The country was prosperous in Russia in 1917. And we had this group of Bolsheviks who are the socialists in Russia, who started gaining voice and also started getting very aggressive and violent, very similar to Antifa. And in America, we have the left fantasizing about killing Donald Trump in a play, whereas the Bolsheviks in Russia actually killed the family. And there's so much similarity between the royal family in Russia, and the Trumps in the White House. They're educated. They're beautiful. They're Christian. They love the country. They're patriots of their own country. And so the Bolsheviks actually came into the royal palace. They dragged everyone downstairs into their dungeon for a long time. They were there for about a year, and they were basically on house arrest. And one day in July 1918. They slaughtered everyone. They slaughtered the whole family, and there were always rumors that the youngest daughter, Anastasia, Princess Anastasia Romanov, survived. And, you know, as a young girl, my parents always told me, there's no way she survived, there's no way, there's absolutely zero chance. But with the research that has come out, and it took months with my team to convince me that she actually survived, months. And the research is overwhelming. I mean, she has been under FBI investigation. She, 30 hours of interrogation, passed those with flying colors, passed the polygraph test. She left an excess of over $50 million in her trust fund when she died. $50 million for the advancement of Russian history and arts in America. Anastasia Romanov wanted to educate America on the history of socialism, communism that led to 7 million deaths of Russians in Russia. She left all that money for the advancement of that history in this country. And how ironic that a 100-year anniversary of their death, a 100-year anniversary of the Russian Revolution, and we have this story coming out. So one of the big, amazing reasons why we want to do this documentary, besides bring peace to this family and close the chapter and give them justice, is to have a film be able to document communism, socialism for the entire world. Netflix is interested. Amazon Prime is interested. We are completely crowdfunding this movie specifically because, and we need your help, anyone that is watching. We have a goal of $60,000 for just the pre-production and be able to get the footage that we need in order to really pitch it to Amazon Prime and Netflix. But again, they're interested. The reason why we want to film it ourselves and not just go to Amazon and have them pay for all of the film footage is because we are then able to narrate the way that we want to narrate, the way that us conservatives want to narrate the story of the violence of the left, the Bolsheviks, okay? They're pushing socialism in every single country in this world, okay? America cannot go down. This is the country that every country is looking at in the world. And if we educate our youth and our country and the world, we're able to then stop the enemy from their push of socialism. And what I want to say, and the last thing I want to say, is that we found her grave. Okay, so Anastasia Romanov died. I can't say the year yet, but this is all going to be exposed very soon. She's buried in a Christian Orthodox church who never believed her. She came out at the end of her life saying that she's Anastasia Romanov, partly because there was the Cold War between Russia and America, and so she didn't feel safe to talk about her survival and being the princess. And so at the end of her life, she came out. No one believed her. Christian Orthodox Church didn't believe her. She was buried in the church, and the church is not letting us exhume her body. We are 100% sure this is her. We're 99% sure it's her. The 1% that's left over is the DNA testing. So we're hoping with this documentary too, and you can see those were the frauds that were exposed. We are hoping with this documentary that we push publicly, we push the church with all this public interest to exhume her body, to then take out her body, do DNA testing. And if it's not her, then the myth is closed. This is it. This is done. We can give the royal family peace and we can give them justice. Number two, if it is in fact her, to reunite Anastasia's remains with the royal family remains in Russia on their 100-year anniversary of their death, which is July 1918, which will be July 2018.
So the mythical lore of Anastasia Romanov escaping the Bolsheviks that slaughtered her family, it could turn out to be true, and that's what you guys are looking into with this documentary. That's Anna Kate. The documentary is The Real Anastasia Romanov. We will be right back after this break.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, this is huge, this is bombshell, this is almost game over. Anna Kate's my guest, I'm going to get right back to her in a second, but I have to bring this to you. This just came out from Fox News. I'm going to read to you from the story, but as I was saying on the Alex Jones show, the demotion of Bruce Orr was the clearest shot of the web that we have. Now it's published, and I'm taking highlights from the story that I just read. Investigators for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence confirmed that Nellie Orr, wife of the demoted official Bruce Orr, worked for the opposition research firm Fusion GPS. The dossier, which was funded by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee, of course, which was given them by Fusion GPS and written by Christopher Steele. Now, the question of did or no, while he was at the DOJ, that the dossier came directly from the DNC, funded by Hillary Clinton. And if he did, my oh my, do I have a feeling he's going to sing like a little birdie when the next committee comes, and we'll get there. Now, this is a quote from Chairman Devin Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee, and he says his committee is looking into all facets of the connections between the Department of Justice and Fusion GPS, including Mr. Orr and now Mrs. Orr. And again, here's what I've been hammering on since it was discovered last week. Orr held secret meetings with Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson and Christopher Steele, who made the fake dossier. Bruce Orr, of course, was demoted last week because he concealed these meetings. So he did not tell people about these meetings. But here comes little pencil neck Adam Schiff. Shifty Schiff. Now we find out why he's such a shifty Schiff. So Schiff now, the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, he's not commenting. He's not commenting on Orr's secret meetings, and he's not commenting on Ms. Orr. And so Devin Nunes has now issued numerous subpoenas to the DOJ and the FBI relating to the dossier and is threatening contempt of Congress citations against Rosenstein and Director of the FBI Christopher Wray for what congressional Republicans termed stonewalling by the two agencies. But of course, the Democrat at the top of that agency is who? Adam Schiff, who has objected to the demands. Wow. The web just got clear. All right, so has Anna left us, guys? Are we trying to reconnect? We don't know. Okay, so I'm just going to focus on this. If Anna comes back, let me know. Otherwise, I'm focusing on this. So, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, the smoke is clearing. Now here's the key. Folks, this is so paramount now with the Russian probe or with the Trump-Russia probe going on right now. You see, they're trying to paint this picture that you had collusion inside the Trump campaign with whoever, don't even say who, X, because it really doesn't matter. They haven't put anything together. So basically what you have right now in this Mueller investigation probe that is nothing but a political witch hunt, you have Trump colluded with X. Now, insert whatever variable you want for X, it doesn't matter. Russia is the variable they're inputting here. But it really doesn't matter. Where is the collusion? They don't have names. Oh, they've got some meeting with a Russian lawyer. Okay, well, we found out about that, and we found out that it was a big nothing. Don Jr. commented. Don Jr. released his emails. Don Jr. released the conversations. Perfectly transparent. Nothing there. You had Manafort apparently had some sort of deals going on that had nothing to do with the Trump campaign. You had Flynn, who gets caught up in a process crime, not guilty of actually a crime, not guilty of anything until the fake investigation. So Flynn is guilty of lying during a fake investigation. So that's what they have with the Trump-Russia collusion. Oh, but what do we have here? So dirty, crooked Hillary Clinton and the dirty Democrat Party that was caught on tape by Project Veritas admitting the type of dirty campaign techniques they use in order to win elections. So Clinton first conspires to steal the nomination from Bernie. Then when the DNC is broke because Barack Obama left the DNC broke, Hillary Clinton comes in and says, I have the money. I run the DNC now. Then using the DNC as an outlet, she outsourced her funds from the Clinton Foundation to the DNC to pay Christopher Steele to write up the fake dossier. Now, the dossier floats around. Did Mrs. Orr know about the dossier while she worked for Fusion GPS? Did Mr. Orr know about the dossier when he worked for the DOJ and his wife worked for Fusion GPS? And was Orr privy to all of this happening with the DNC, with Hillary Clinton, with Christopher Steele, and with Fusion GPS while he was secretly meeting with all of them? There's your investigation. There's your committee. There's your probe. So will we get it? Devin Nunez says yes, but Shifty Pencilneck Adam Schiff is the snake at the other head of it trying to stop it. So now it all makes sense. Adam Schiff, the only reason Adam Schiff is relevant because he's the Democrat cover-up operative at the head of this committee that doesn't want the information about Orr and Steele and Simpson to get out. There he is. There's the snake. There's the rat. Adam Schiff is the one who's blocking this information. Oh my gosh. We literally got them now. All right, Anna Kate is back. I'm sorry, Anna. I'm fired up. The Russian collusion investigation has completely blown up in the Democrats' face. It's completely blown. This is it. They're done. Mm-hmm. They're done. This is over for them.
Yep, they are done. They're being exposed. I mean, this is something that we all knew was going to happen, and it's finally here. And God is exposing what is going on with Russian collusion and the fact that it is not with Donald Trump, the fact that it is in the other camp. And it's such a wonderful time right now to be alive, but in specifically in this country. And I think that enough of the doom and gloom. We really need to be happy and rejoice and thank the Lord for what he is doing in this country and what he is exposing with the Democrats and Republicans, really. And it's just a wonderful time to be alive. And this is something that the power of God is sweeping across this country. And it's just a wonderful time in this history of our country.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if, like, I always say we're living through history. Like, this is everyone. I know that we're the same age. I always felt my entire life growing up that it was inevitable that I was going to witness the changing of the world. I couldn't put, I couldn't put it into words or details, but there was always this just lurking intuition that, hey man, you're going to witness this world take on a change unlike anything history's ever seen before. I think we're here now. And what do you think happens? I mean, there's no way they can bury this story anymore. The collusion with the Democrats and some of these committees to try to take Trump out in a political hit job. It's out now. I mean, there's no debate anymore. This is not even a debate. Mueller's wasting all of our time and money.
Yeah, they're for sure. I mean, they're being exposed, and it's not just the Republicans, Democrats. It's the deep state. It's the FBI. It's CIA. There's a lot of sources telling me there's a lot of things brewing behind the scenes that are about to be exposed. I mean, if you kind of notice Donald Trump's tweets and what he's saying in his speeches, he's preparing, he's conditioning the American people for what is about to really be exposed. What is his last promise that he hasn't fulfilled yet? And the last promise is lock up Hillary Clinton. Here's the problem though. You can't really, as Donald Trump, you can't really come after Hillary Clinton in a, nonpartisan way. It seems very fishy if he does that. So it's left up to the DOJ. It's left up to Jeff Sessions. It's left up to Mueller. And it's really become up to us
to expose the deep state operatives within those organizations to drain them so we can get a real investigation. I think that that's finally where we're getting here.
Yes. And from what I'm hearing, there are about 70% of the government implicated with wrongdoing where they can all lose their job. 70%. Yep.
And that's why you see the collusion. That is why you see the collusion. That is the definition of being inside the club. Anna Kate, thank you so much for joining us. Find her on Twitter at Anna Kate, AnnaKate.com, and the Anna Kate Show is her show. And she's working on the documentary, The Real Anastasia Romanoff. There she goes. Wow, folks. I'm telling you right now, the Orrs, Mr. and Mrs. Orr. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/